What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, it is time for us to take this morning's look at some of the local news here in the Republic of Panama. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, came out in defence on Wednesday. This is of the modifications required regarding the contract between the Minera Panama Company and the government. It's good for the country, said the President on a tour of Aragua's. According to Cortizo, it is good for the 114,000 retirees and pensioners and for the Disability Old Age and Death, the IVM program of the Social Security Fund. It's also good for the three districts adjacent to the mine and for education, he added. President Cortizo explained that once his contract is approved and sanctioned, the Panamanian state is assured of income from the company through two checks, one corresponding to the year 2022 for $395 million and another for $375 million, that's around about $800 million. He reiterated that it is a contract that goes from $35 million that the mine company paid to $375 million now, which will be allocated for works in the districts adjacent to the mining company, for the IVM of the CSS, for the Institute for the Improvement of Welfare of Educators, as well as an increase for retirees and pensioners, so that no one receives a pension below $350 per month. On Tuesday, the Cabinet Council approved the modifications to the mining contract that were agreed upon with the company Minera Panama, following suggestions made by the Commerce Commission of the National Assembly. According to the executive, clauses related to land expropriation were eliminated from the contract. Furthermore, the government assures that the company can only explore, extract and exploit copper and its associated minerals in the concession area in the districts of Donoso and Omar Torrijos in Colón. Likewise, the government says that minerals cannot be extracted outside the concession area. Recycling water between the tanks of the Panamax locks, and that is those of the original canal, in addition to allowing two ships to transit at the same time, are some of the measures reinforced by the Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, to save water resources. The ACP reported in a statement that the historically high temperatures recorded in the Atlantic Ocean added to the El Niño phenomenon that also warmed the temperature of the Pacific Ocean and also delayed the arrival of the rainy season is not an exclusive problem of the canal, but a global issue that affects humanity. It specifies that there has been a notable decrease in the levels of fresh water in the canal reservoirs, which is why measures have been reinforced to save water in the operations of both the Panamax locks of the original canal and the Neo-Panamax locks of the expansion. Specifically, the ACP reports that it has taken water-saving measures to supply 55% of the population and provide a competitive and continuous service to global maritime trade. One of these actions is a cross-filling at the Panamax locks. This maneuver consists of reusing water from one way of the lock to be used in the other, saving the average consumption equivalent to 5 daily locks. Another measure is the passage of two ships at the same time or simultaneously through the Panamax locks. This operation is subject to the size of the vessels. By occupying two ships in the same chamber, 100% of the lockage of a ship in this route would be saved. They reiterated that they will maintain the transit restriction measures that will drop from 32 to 31 ships a day from November the 1st. With which 9 ships will pass through the Neo-Panamax lock per day and 22 through the Panamax locks. As of yesterday at 4:20 p.m., the number of ships waiting to cross the canal was 107 vessels, of which 43 were with reservations and 64 without reservation. Marta Linares de Martinelli has declined her candidacy as vice president on the payroll of the Realizing Goals and the Alianza parties. The resignation was communicated on Tuesday in a notarized note sent to the Electoral Organization Directorate of the Tribunal Electoral. Linares de Martinelli alleges an alleged intention of the Tribunale Electoral to hinder her application, making interpretations about the constitutionality or otherwise of her candidacy, which according to her is the sole responsibility of the Supreme Court of Justice, not the Tribunale Electoral magistrates. In no way will I lend myself to this dirty game, which is why I have decided to resign my candidacy as Vice President of the Alliance to Save Panama's Payroll, she wrote. It is now unknown who will be the partner on the list headed by Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal, presidential candidate of RM and Alianza. The last day to announce who will be the replacement, according to the electoral calendar, is the 31st of October of this year, of course. The journalist Alvaro Alvarado asked the Tribunal Electoral to revoke the resolution in which he is prohibited from making publications about former President Ricardo Martinelli, since he alleges that it violates the Constitution and the jurisprudence issued by the Inter-American Court of Human Rights in similar cases in Latin America. In an appeal for reconsideration presented on Tuesday, Alvarado, through his lawyer Miguel Antonio Bernal, maintains that the Tribunal Electoral Order contained in Resolution 577 of the 19th of September, signed by the National Director of the Electoral Organization, Osman Valdez, violates Article 37 of the Constitution that guarantees the fundamental right to freedom of expression, because it restricts a journalist from exercising his profession under the pretext of prohibiting him from analyzing and referring to facts of public knowledge and interest. And, by doing so, the Tribunal Electoral becomes complicit in the cover-up of acts of corruption. Bernal warns that the decision signed by Valdez not only violates the fundamental rights of Alvaro Alvarado, but also opens the doors by threatening other journalists, which is inappropriate for a resolution. In fact, Valdez also prohibited the information portals Clearly and Foco from using Martinelli's image and name in their publications for the same reason, because they have supposedly undertaken a dirty campaign to affect his presidential candidacy in voting intention surveys. In that sense, Bernal mentioned that the contested resolution takes us back to the time of the military dictatorship when contempt laws or gag laws existed, and that was repealed in 2004 by the president at that time, Martin Torrijos. Resolution 577, which you sign as a National Director of Electoral Organizations, takes us back to that dark time and social conflicts already overcome, so we ask you to revoke the decision and restore the restricted right of freedom of expression, cried Bernal, who also warned that Valdez previously censored Alvarado without even having heard his defenses, and taking as true everything pointed out by Martinelli in his complaint. Alvarado has strongly denied Martinelli's accusations and maintains that he can support all of his publications. Journalist Alvarado has done nothing other than practice journalism framed in ethics and professionalism, editorializing real facts in relation to the judicial processes in which former President Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal has been investigated and prosecuted and even sentenced, and that, in short, that they are true facts and not false facts. He also denies that his client has paid political advertisements, or that he is directly or indirectly sponsored by political adversaries of Ricardo Martinelli, as he is accused. His work focuses on doing interviews, editorializing news, and analyzing certain facts of public domain and interest. The Prosecutor's Office for Crimes Against Economic Order arrested 21 people in raids carried out this Wednesday in Panama and West Panama to dismantle a criminal group that, with the help of bank workers, requested credit cards, and after making charges for the limit amount, they asked for it to be cancelled, thus accumulating accounts payable. Prosecutor Cheryl Alvarez explained that a single person in the network had 14 credit cards, which he obtained with the collaboration of bank employees. In a raid carried out in a building in the town of San Francisco in the capital, $60,000 in cash was found as a result of this illegal activity. According to the prosecutor's investigations, the group operated in Panama City and West Panama and stole up to $600,000. In the raids carried out with the help of the National Police, cash and firearms were recovered and elements were located that allow proving the participation of those arrested in the criminal scheme. The actions of the public ministry and the police were carried out through the so-called stratagem operation, which began on Wednesday morning. Those arrested will be taken before a judge of guarantees for the corresponding formulation of charges and application of precautionary measures. They are being investigated for the alleged commission of financial crimes and aggravated fraud. This year's prolonged dry season, which is evident in a reduction in rainfall, has not affected the generation or supply of electrical energy in Panama, although it has put pressure on the level of hydroelectric reservoirs, said the National Secretary of Energy, Jorge Rivera Staff. The lack of rainfall, according to historical averages, has an impact on the hydroelectric generation capacity, but unlike the canal or agricultural activity in the energy sector, we have other alternatives to generate electricity. We have solar, we have wind, natural gas, bunkers and diesel, among others, explained Rivera's staff. He maintained that at this time there has been greater generation of energy from thermal plants to make efficient use of water, projecting demand for next year. In none of the scenarios we have analysed so far is there any issue of generation or supply deficit. There is no possibility of reasoning either this year or in mid-2024, but yes, we are constantly monitoring, reported the National Secretary of Energy. Now, according to data from the National Dispatch Centre, the CMP, in October, it is expected that 51.98% of the generation will come from water sources, followed by thermal sources, contributing 35.91%, then solar with 7.29%, and finally wind sources with 4.83%. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. Those are some of the items that you can find in the local news here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.